This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
My guest tonight is comedian and actor Quinta Brunson. She's here to talk about Abbott Elementary, the hit show she created, writes for, and stars in. Quinta Brunson, welcome to The Daily Show.
Hey, Trevor. Thank you for having me.
Are you kidding me? Thank you for being here. This show, Abbott Elementary, I remember when I saw the first trailer, a lot of people, we fell in love with it just in a promo.
Yeah.
The idea was funny. The idea was special. And I'm so glad that it has lived up to expectations.
Thank you.
Let's talk through the idea, the inception of it all. Quinta's always been somebody who's been very funny. But why does Quinta Brunson go like, the funniest thing I want to do and the network show I want to make is going to be about school? Why that?
Well, you know, I got really inspired by going to visit my mother before, it was the year before she decided to retire. I lived in LA and I came back to visit her. My mom was doing basically a parent-teacher conference with a parent on an open house night. The night started at 12 o'clock p.m. and ended at 8 o'clock p.m.
Okay.
No parents came the whole time. And I was there with my mom waiting with her. A parent walks in at 7:58. And I was livid. I was just like, how could you not get here earlier? There was so much time. But my mom didn't look at it that way. She was like, this is the time that this parent could get here.
Oh,
and she
wow.
sat down and had the conference with her. And it was in that moment that something was sparked where I said, this is what I want to make a show about, because the whole time I'm there, I'm just thinking about how funny the place is, her coworkers and the situation.
Yes.
Her and
yes,
I started
yes.
fighting about me, you know, doing comedy and her not retiring yet. And then this beautiful thing happens
right.
and I think, boom, I saw a show and I saw what I wanted to work on for the next however many years I'm able to.
Before I knew that your mom was a teacher, I was just like, man, Quinta's just like in love with teachers in a really beautiful way. And I know you are, but it explains so much. For instance, I remember seeing how you got this marketing budget, for instance, from
mm-hmm.
ABC.
Yeah.
And then you took a chunk of that money, and instead of spending it on marketing and billboards and everything,
mm-hmm.
you gave that money to school so they could buy supplies, so that
yeah.
they can get things. What do you think we don't understand about teachers? You know, having grown up in a teacher household.
Just how much work they really put into the job. It is not a... it's not a 9-to-5. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, my mother used to wake up at 7:30. Earlier, because she had me. She
yes.
had her own children. Do you know what I mean?
Which we forget,
yeah. her own children that she has to get through school, clothe and feed. And then she would go to school, deal with kids who were great, well-behaved, but also kids who were menaces and parents who were menaces.
Right.
And then she's identifying more than just, these are my kids. It's, this child has this learning issue.
Mm.
This child over here comes from a home where this is happening. This child is selling too fast and I have to make a little extra room for them. She's doing this for 30 kids all at once, my mom. And then after that, she would stay later. She would stay until the last parent picked up their kid, because there always was a parent that
yeah.
would come in and be like, oh man, pickup's at 3. Yep, same time every day. And
oh,
come in at 5:30. And then she would go home and she would, sure, grade papers, which is the thing we all think is like, oh, that's
yes.
what they do at home. But no, it's doing lesson plans, which takes up like an hour. It's learning new development material that the school district puts out.
Because the teachers have to learn themselves.
Exactly.
Right.
And I can go on and on, but I just think people who maybe don't have a teacher so close in their life don't know how big the job is. And it's one of the reasons why I firmly believe they should be paid more, but...
I hope your show does this, because you know what your show has done, I think a really great job of, is that it shows the human side of being a teacher.
Yes.
We've only watched, what, 7 episodes of the show? Already, you have quadrupled your ratings from the first episode, which I didn't even know was possible.
Yeah, me either.
I always thought it was like, start at the top and then you just gradually... Network TV never does that.
I know.
You've broken records, you've changed history. You know, congratulations, the season 2 has already
been, you
know. All of this... And I think a lot of it comes from the dynamic of the cast.
Yeah.
How did that happen? How is everybody so comfortable in such a new thing?
Oh my goodness. I feel like I got to pick everyone I wanted for the cast. And I think that's rare. You know, usually there's some issue, like you can't get this person you want because of this reason.
Right.
You can't get this person, blah, blah, blah. But I also had like a personal connection to each person that I cast and knew what type of person they were. Ultimately, I think, you know, whatever, everyone has different opinions, but I wanted my show to feel like a workplace. I know it's TV and TV can be crazy and we accept it. We accept like a bunch of crazy, shit,
you
know?
Say shit.
Yeah, I forgot where we were. Did the Today Show this morning. So I like, but we, you know, we accept like bad behavior. We accept like so much, but I didn't want it to be like that because it, you know, it was my show. And
so
I was
no
like,
no asshole policy.
Well, you know,
yeah,
like,
I
we
believe in the same thing. Yeah.
That way, you know?
Yeah.
So getting all these people together in a room, the first time we filmed the pilot, everyone's just energizing and feeling good about each other and feeling good about the show that they're making too. So I think everyone's happy to be there. And
I love that.
I just, you know,
you may be one of the few people I know who has gone off of the internet because of too much positivity. Genuinely, you're like one of the few people I know who's gone like, guys, I'm gonna take a break from Twitter. This is too many positive comments. I have to take a moment, please. And I think it's because of what you put out into the world. You know, I hope you never lose it. You have this thing. It's so authentic that I know everyone asks you questions. There's a fervor around the show, which I hope never ends.
Yeah.
One of the more confusing things that happens to people was a video where all the kids are leaving, and you know, you're saying it's the mid-season break.
Yeah.
All the kids are leaving, but they're all saying goodbye to you as your character, you know? So they're like, bye, Miss T.
Bye, Miss T.
Bye, have a good
Miss
day.
T. See you on Monday.
See you on Monday, guys. Be careful.
Miss T, everyone's watching this video, and some people thought that the kids don't get paid and the kids aren't. It was very confusing for some people.
It was very confusing. I'm not sure they jumped there till we don't pay them. I just felt like, can we take a few steps before we get to labor
issues?
People
think the world is a bad place, Quinta. People think the world's a bad place.
If nothing else, that really showed it to me. I was like, no, we would never not pay the kid. Like, why would you jump there? Please don't. Look, people were very confused by it, but the way our set operates with the mockumentary style camera work, the kids aren't viewing it as a typical TV set. They know that some people are moving around with cameras, but they can't bank on where those cameras will be.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Okay.
So it doesn't look like this.
To them, it almost feels like they're in a classroom and someone's making a documentary.
Absolutely. And our classrooms look so real because they also have school there.
Wait, the kids actually have school there?
Yeah, because studio, they have to have school.
Right.
So they don't know me as Quinta Brunson, girl from, you know, the internet and TV. They just know Miss Teagues. And sometimes I have to tell them to be quiet as Miss Teagues. They would raise their hand and be like, Miss Teagues, he hit me. Miss Teagues, I have to go to the bathroom. And I would just have to play the part so
this
we could get through the... so we could get through the scene. And they know their act. And by the end, some of them kind of started to figure out. They're like, this is a set. I was like, yeah.
I'm on TV, Miss Teagues.
And your name is Quinta. My mommy told me. I'm like, okay, you're not figuring out anything groundbreaking, but all right.
That is adorable. You see, I love it. I love everything you do. Thank you once again.
Thank you, and thank you for your continued support. I feel like
always.
You've always been so supportive
always,
of me through
always,
my career.
Always,
I appreciate
always.
It.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
My guest tonight is actor, writer, and comedian Ayo Edebiri. She's here to talk about starring in the new FX show, The Bear. Please welcome Ayo Edebiri. Welcome to the show, Ayo.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. I feel like you shouldn't have time to be here with all of the work that you're doing. I mean, we just saw a new show of yours that's going to be, you know, coming out on FX. And then, like, just take me through everything else that you're doing right now. So you're acting in the show.
Yeah.
And then you write as well.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you're a stand-up comedian.
Yes.
Yeah. And then on top of that, I feel like there's two other things I'm forgetting that you're doing.
Big Mouth, maybe.
Oh, Big Mouth, yeah.
And trying to get sleep, I think.
How is that going?
I could call my parents more, that too, yeah. You know, all the things they'd be doing.
But yeah. Congratulations.
Thanks.
It really has been just like a wild ride for you, you know, slingshot. And the beginning of your journey is one that intrigues me the most, because I read things about people, I do the research, and then sometimes it doesn't seem true.
Yeah.
Were you studying to teach?
Yeah, I was studying to be a teacher. I wanted to be an English teacher.
Okay.
And then I did my student teaching.
Uh-huh.
And did you know that teenagers are really scary? And they will tell you when you're not a good English teacher.
Wow.
And so I was like, maybe change careers. Yeah, but I was doing stand-up and stuff at 9. All my friends were studying writing, and it felt like people were doing this, I don't know, and I don't know, I just was like, I've got one life, might as well try.
I love the fact that the kids were so terrible, you just changed your perspective on life. They just shifted you in a new direction.
It was like the opposite of any of those like movies where like a teacher is like, you know, coming in the classroom and standing on the desk.
Yes.
Like I stood on the desk and they were like, sit down. Leave. Go home.
Did you tell
journal.
Them? Did you tell them you were going?
No. I think if I told 13-year-olds my dreams, I don't really think that would have gone great, you know?
Oh,
they might have had notes.
They are, I mean, like the reason behind all of your success, though, I feel like you should thank them now, because they've sent you into a very successful career, you know?
Yeah.
Just like doing, and you're crushing it at everything. It's
to,
almost like...
To all the teenagers,
yeah,
who made me sad. Good job. Thanks.
So let's talk about the show on FX.
Yeah.
Is it a comedy? Because there are moments where I feel like it's a drama, and there's moments where I find myself laughing out loud. I guess dramedy.
Yes. Wait, write that down.
I'm gonna
copyright it.
Yes.
Make your money. Yeah, I think it is kind of in that dramedy space. I identify as a comedian. I don't know if other people identify me as that, but I identify as a comedian, and it felt very funny to like be showing up to work and being like, oh, okay, I'm the most serious person. I'm saying like the least funny stuff.
That's hilarious.
I'm like actually acting, I think.
I think it is. I think it is good. It's funny. It's heartfelt. I mean, because it's a story about like really, it seems like a ragtag restaurant, you know, that's
yes,
being...
Yes, it's a deeply motley crew.
Yes.
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 And around, the food looks, is it real food?
It's real food. We were cooking real food. We were working in a real kitchen. Our set designers and our production designers are geniuses. And they created a real kitchen that felt really small, like a real kitchen in a working restaurant would. But they created just like a little space, enough space for a camera to be able to move through. And
I like that.
Stuff.
It has the feeling of like, you know.
The fire was real. Water was real. Knives
wait,
were real.
What was real?
Fire.
The fire was
yeah.
real?
Yeah.
Doesn't seem safe.
Well, I mean, hey. Oops.
The you know, the story is really great because it feels like it's a commentary on the family we have versus the family we choose. You know, yeah. We see your character's journey. We see everyone starting to fall for each other and be in that world. It made me wonder where you feel your biggest family is, like in what industry. Because some people, let's say they're on Broadway and they act on TV, they'll go like, oh, but my Broadway family.
Yeah.
You're in so many different worlds. I want to know, is there like one world where you feel like, I'm at home. This is me.
What if I was like, Trevor, with you? first time.
I would say thank you. Thank you. And that's very creepy because we just met.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. But I would be flattered. I would be flattered.
I feel really lucky be in... embraced and feel like I get to learn in so many spaces, and I feel like I have a lot of curiosity I want to do a lot of things and do them well, and I feel like the places that I've been able to work and the people that I've been able to work with, like a lot of them are just really great mentors and friends, and so I feel like in a lot of spaces, in writing and in stand-up and I guess now in acting, like I have people who I that's so deeply earnest. The stand-up in me is like, oh, but I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of...
I think it's good. I think it's good to be earnest. I feel like you should be proud of what you've done. You know, it's not an easy journey. Are your parents proud?
My parents are backstage, so I hope that they're proud.
It would be weird if they told you now.
They're backstage tapping their toes. They're like, ooh, we got notes. So, this is weird.
Where are your parents from?
My mom is from Barbados.
Okay.
And my dad is from where you just did that accent from. He's from Nigeria. And no, he was backstage and he was watching and he was like,
uh-huh. I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'll take that from a Nigerian dad. That's a standing ovation from a Nigerian dad. I'll take that. I'll take that. It's been great meeting you. You know, congratulations on everything you're doing.
Thanks.
I think it's not just you who identifies. Everyone who sees you goes, you're a comedian. You're funny. You're amazing. Thank you for being on the
Thanks
show.
Thanks for having
me. I felt at home with you right here. Thank you so much for being here with me. I appreciate it.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
My next guest is a writer, actor, and stand-up comedian with two hit Netflix comedy specials and the film Always Be My Maybe. She has a new book called Dear Girls, Intimate Tales, Untold Secrets, and Advice for Living Your Best Life. Please welcome Ali Wong. Welcome to The Daily Show, Ali Wong.
Thanks, Trevor. It's my first time being here.
It is your first time being here. I feel like it's been way too long, because like I watch everything you do, and I'm like a giant fan, and then I see you everywhere else. And
oh,
then...
my God, you're like stalking me.
No, but for real, congratulations on everything you've done. I mean, like, we watched you blow up in stand-up, which everyone loves, and then... The thing that really brought me joy was just seeing how you kick ass in movies as well.
Oh, thanks so much.
You're a movie star now. You realize that, right?
Woo! It was really fun, and I got to mac on those three fine-ass dudes.
That's
you watched
true.
The movie, right?
That's true.
I know.
Yes.
It was like, who wrote this thing? Like, whose idea was this?
Yeah.
Who was in charge?
You have Keanu Reeves fighting over you.
I mean, know.
And then he came to your show, didn't he?
He came to my show, which was amazing. He was so sweet, and he was, like, in such a good mood afterwards, too. He was really smiley. Yeah, it was the
best. Do people get confused, though, if... if like Keanu Reeves plays your boyfriend in a movie and then they see him at your show, isn't someone like, I think it's real?
No one, I'm cute or whatever, but no one thinks that he's really wants to date me. They were like, that movie was straight up fiction. Like all my friends were like, Allie, you're cute, but you ain't that cute.
You have fans of your stand-up, you have fans of your movies, but a book is a very different medium for us to engage Ali Wong in. Your first book.
It is.
And it's also an interesting style of book. You've written this book, Dear Girls. It's specifically written to your children.
Letters to my two daughters.
Right.
I have two girls who are under the age of 4. And the first one was in that striped dress when I filmed Baby Cobra, and the second one's in the leopard dress. And they're very aware of it, too. Like, they know which ones they were. And I wanted to... My dad wrote me this letter before he passed away, and my real name is Alexandra, and it was started with Dear Alexandra, and he... like reflected a lot on our relationship and how I had affected his life. And it was a short letter, and I love it so much.
Wow.
But I wish that he had written me more, because after he passed, it was too late to ask him all these questions about who he, when I was born, like he was already this successful anesthesiologist.
Right.
And in the same way, like when my girls were born, they only know me after I filmed those two specials, and they don't know like what it took for me to get where I am and how I the grind before, and I think that's that's such an important life lesson. And I want them to know that I wasn't, you know, that I struggled a lot and then I had to work really hard. So
it really is an interesting book, because you know when I first got the book, they were like, oh no, Ali wrote this for her two daughters, and I was like, oh, this is gonna be like a cute little like kids book.
Oh no, and then she writes about like erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
And, like that she experienced while living in New York.
Yeah. And then I was like, this is like, it's very, it's graphic and it's real. It's like, it's very real. Like, I'm assuming it's not for them now.
No! They're like reading, like, they're watching Daniel Tiger. I hope they watch, like, it's so, there's so much like dirty content in there that's like even more dirty than my specials, that I hope that they watch the specials long before they read the book.
Right. But it, I mean, as much as it is for your daughters, it really is for women in general. That's what I love about the book, because you're telling your story. And for instance, you share stories about stand-up comedy that I would have never thought of and have never experienced because I'm a man in stand-up. So for instance, you just talk about how much you have to love stand-up as a woman when, like, you talk about, like, going to, like, walking to your car at, like, 1 a.m. by yourself.
I think a big reason why there aren't more women who do stand-up, it's not getting on stage is the easy part. That's the fun part. And being funny is the fun part. But going on the, you have to go on the road to be a great stand-up, because you have to test out your material in all these different cities in front of all these different audiences. And it's a safety issue. I think that's why more women don't do it, because when you go on the road, the first day you go out, as you know, you get into a car with 4 strangers.
Always, yes.
From your, and it's crazy. You just like get into a car and you're like, I never met this person before.
Yes.
They could kidnap
you. It's like a
random
thing.
And you're very kidnappable.
Yes.
But you could defend yourself.
but this is, I mean, like, because like when we started was before Uber, before any of that. So like what would be funny is you'd get to like a random town. This would happen, like every comedian has a story. You get to a random town, you're performing in a random comedy club, and then they just tell you like Jim is going to pick you up.
Right.
And you're like, who's Jim? They're like, he works with the club. You're like, at the club or with the club?
Yeah. There's no picture being sent to your
phone. You don't know who Jim is.
Some guy's coming in some like 1975 Toyota Corolla that smells like the ghost of like a dead comic sperm. And you're just like, are you like, is this for real?
Every time you get in the car, you get in the car and the person's always, oh, you can just throw that on the back seat. There's always something on the back that you have to throw.
There's like old Fritos and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So I can imagine how unnerving that must be.
For a
for
man,
you.
That's like, oh, this is gross, but so is my apartment, whoever, whatever. But for a woman, it's like, am I gonna get killed? You like every time, you know, you think about that. And it's a... It was, like, I think about the days when I started, and I would never want my daughters to go through that.
You also talk about, like just the journey of your rise in comedy. You know, you talk about your success, the grind that came behind it, but then you talk about, like, just the experiences that you've had where someone, you know, many people, in fact, tried to reduce you to just you know, your factor. So they went like, oh, you're getting, you're successful just because you're Asian.
There's like,
just because
even
you're
now,
a woman, just because you're pregnant.
There's so many, there was a guy who, I won't name names, he's not a very successful comedian, so I don't even know if you would know who he was.
No, I don't.
But he came up to, you wouldn't know, you're out of there now. But he like came up to me while I was pregnant the second time, and he touched my belly with his like fat, sweaty hand, which is so gross to begin with. It's like, it's like, why don't you finger me while you're at it? This is so not okay. Like, just because I'm pregnant
right.
doesn't mean it's okay for you to touch my belly. And he was like, oh, so this is your shtick. This is like your thing now, right? And I'm like, I was like, getting pregnant is not rainbow suspenders. It's not a shtick. And then he was like, you're so lucky, Allie, because you get all of this attention because you're both a female and a minority. And I was like, yeah, because, you know, historically, that's always been the winning combo. For recognition and success.
Oh,
and he was like, you know what I mean. Like, me, I'm just another white guy. And I was like, be a better white guy. There's so many successful, there's Jimmy Kimmel, there's Will Ferrell, there's Nick Kroll, there's John Mulaney. I could name, like, I could go on this whole show for like 35 days.
We'll do like another show
like,
just of successful white comedians. Just be a funnier white guy.
Right.
Like, that's it. So the girls are going to read the book. Girls out there will read the book. Women can read the book.
Men can read the book too, Trevor.
I like
yeah.
that. I did.
Yeah.
I did. So it's Dear Girls.
My husband wrote the afterword too. It's
yes.
very sweet.
Yes, he did. He wrote a beautiful thing about how like you consult with him about the jokes that you will tell about him on stage, which is really nice. Congratulations on
Thank
another
you.
Successful endeavor.
Thank you so Thank much.
Thank you for being on the Daily Show.
Good to see you.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.